Interview and job search strategies that work. The title of my podcast today is episode 12 is Candy Bar Method for Managing Tasks. Imagine you have a candy bar in your hand, and on the top it has, chocolate. Then in the middle it has like peanuts or almonds or pecans, then caramel, maybe like a, like a wafer bottom, right? Yeah. Anyway, so you take the candy bar and you chop it up into pieces, and then you chop it down into pieces, and that's all the whole candy bar method, right? So basically, you start out your day with like, from end to end, that represents like your day of tasks, your candy bar method. And then top to bottom, that's like the level of priority or a level of interaction with other people. Maybe the top one is you need to do it now first. The middle one is a team. You need team interaction to do it. You need help to do it, like a task. And then the bottom one is you need maybe more research. And that's worked for me, and hopefully you guys can work out for you. Give it a try, the other thing to do is to email yourself a daily task. So, for instance, you might put like subject, whatever the day is, and the tasks for that day. For instance, create a PowerPoint presentation comparing work in office and work from home. Create a video about it. Make a delicious avocado shake. Drink the apple cider vinegar. Trim the hedges along the deck. Set up a new router and create a video about an experience. And then delete 100 emails from my inbox, because that is definitely a thing to do. I usually do that on Friday anyway. Delete like at least 100 emails on Friday. Friday is the delete email day. And the other thing is to design your week. For instance, Monday through Friday, you're working, but you're also doing stuff. So design it. What is your outcome? Why are you doing this? Monday. Here is my Monday, actually, for work. Monday, view logs for devices we manage and look for issues. Tuesday, focus on making the documentation more clear and understandable to a 7th grade level. Wednesday, midweek reevaluation of my tasks and take back my focus. Thursday, focus on my training and improve the skills I have. Technical core, writing. Continue to write out daily tasks and meeting notes. Labeling, continue to label and document location of all devices we manage. Teaching, schedule a 30-minute session with select team members and talk about the devices we manage. Certifications, what would it take to gain my insert certification? For instance, I'm still after that elusive CCIE, Cisco Certified Internet Network Expert, and the AWS, that's a new one actually, the Amazon Web Services, so the SysOps, SysOps Manager, I think it was, or SysOps Systems Admin, actually, Administrator. That's one I'm after. And of course, learning Java, JavaScript, and other things. But yeah, that's kind of my focus. It doesn't always get done, but that's what I write down. And then of course, Friday, focus on the daily tasks and spend 1 hour going through Outlook to either remove categories or answer emails and delete emails, of course. I've already went over the email daily tasks, but the other thing I'd like to talk to you about is finding a you know, looking for your job. So either a full-time office work, a telework job, maybe 1 or 2 days a week where you work in the office, a full-time work from home job, meaning, you know, and then a business. So I'm just going to compare the four there, right? Let's see. So, actually it's one of my tasks. My tasks are full-time where you go to an office, job where you telework 1 day a week, job where you work from home full-time, and a business you can run. So let's compare the two. So let's go first of all by a full-time office. So there are pros and cons, by the way. Working in a full-time office, management can see you. Hey, I see you're working. Oh, yeah, whatever, you're working, but they can see you. Oh, you're here, so you're working. You know, that's kind of an archaic. That'll get old after a while. I mean, I think the future of work is moving towards more like a work from home full-time, trusting your employees, right? That's kind of what it is. But I get it. Some management, some jobs, they still want you there full-time. I get it. The con to that is driving to work. So you're wasting your time, or not wasting, but you're taking your time work driving there, right? Okay, let's talk about telework, 1 day, 2 days, etc. And so the pros are that you only have to go to work those days of the week. So you only have to commute to work 1 day a week, 2 days a week, etc. The cons, of course, are time driving to your job. Same kind of deal there. Now let's talk about my favorite, work from home full-time job. Well, second favorite. Business is probably my first, but second, I'm sort of like a, what do they call it, solopreneur, where I'm doing a full-time gig and I'm also doing like a, trying to do the part-time, you know, job thing where you at home work 20 or 30 hours or however long it takes just to learn a skill, learn that whatever it is, talk to people, get some skills to start your own business and whatnot. Anyway, so let's talk about work from home full time. So the pros are, of course, no commuting, right? But there are cons to that. There are more team meetings. Most likely, you're going to have more team meetings because people are going to want to talk about things more often because you can't just come by your office. Hey, how's it going? You know. And of course, business at home. You have your own company. You set your hours. That's the pro. And you set your schedule. But the con is there's no guarantee of income. So I like to merge the two, meaning have a job, full-time job, and then on the side, just develop whatever company you want. Set up your company, set up an LLC. It's $50 usually, depending on what state you're in. And you can have like a P.O. box. They're like about $100 a year. And that's your address. And then you Cricket, I think. Not Cricket. One of those Grasshopper, I think, is the phone that, you know, you can get like a your own business line, basically, and your tax ID is free, that you get it from the IRS. And open up a savings account, or checking account, rather, a bank. It's just tax ID number, a business of business address, and then just, you know, sign it. Put some money down, $100, $200, whatever it is. I do not recommend Bank of America at all. Zero. If you have a credit union, do you already do bank, banking with? Go with them. Unless it's Bank of America or Wells Fargo. I don't recommend those two at all, 100%. Definitely not Bank of America because, you know, you walk into Bank of America and they got a bunch of people there, right? But the overhead is a lot. So, of course, they're going to have to get the money from somewhere, right? Meaning fees, charges, overage charges, or just fees. Like, okay, you only have $1,000 in the bank account, but your bank account calls for you to have $5,000. So, therefore, we're going to charge you money if you don't have so much money in your account. Or if you don't make so many, like a business account, I know if you don't make certain, because we used to have a business account and I got rid of it, of course. But, if you don't have so much money or you don't have enough deposits, they'll close your account. And I think it works that way as well for business, or personal rather, accounts as well. So I'm not trying to pick a fight with Bank of America by no means or stretch, but I'm telling you my personal experience on that deal. So take it for what it is. So the other thing is to think about on travel money. How much money do you want to work, right? So just I created actually a spreadsheet. So I did a travel time per week. So I compared the two, or the full-time telework, one day a week, work from home full-time, and then business. I did a Excel spreadsheet. I just did on the left-hand column, I had travel time per week, hours worked per week, expenses like gas per year, hotel stay, food per year, internet per year, and typical time spent away from family. And I had, the Monday through Friday, and then I had a yearly salary, right? So here's how it goes. For the full-time office, I had the travel time per week as 5 hours. The hours worked per week is 40 hours. The gas per year is 2,400. The hotel stay zero, food zero, internet time zero. So Monday, your total time away from family, total time spent away from family, 9 hours. Monday through Friday, 9 hours. Telework one day a week. You have travel time per week is 15 hours. You do work more hours when you work from home, just so you know, 40 to 50 hours. Your gas is 4,000 a year. Well, this is based on, like, because if you had a job, say, 6 hours, set out 10 hours away, 7 hours away, this is what I base it on. You had a job, you know, like 6 hours away, basically. You have a job. So that's the gas per year is 4,000. Your hotel stay is almost 7,000. Your food is about 2,500. And then your internet per year is about 4,500 or $450 roughly. So that's if you work telework 1 or 2 days a week. So Thursday, your time away from your family is 7 hours, and Friday is 7 hours as well. So the other thing is work at home full time. So 0 hours time spent traveling per week. Hours worked, of course, you're working more hours. You're working from 40 to 50 hours a week. Your gas are zero. Your hotel zero. Your food zero. And your internet per year is about $400. Roughly, because of course you're spending internet, right? Because that's, you have to have internet, have to have good internet. Time spent away from family, 0 hours a week, typical. That's awesome. Now, and then of course business, that goes without saying. Hours per week, 60 plus hours a week, because you know you have full-time business, that's typically what you work. You don't want to spend any time away from family if you don't want to. Internet, of course, is $450. You know, gas is relative because you can have a company, a business at home where you don't have to travel at all. You just sell stuff online, right? So that's, and now the salary, what I did factor in here is the full-time salary in the office. So that's 50 grand. And then the telework per week is 40 grand. And then the work from home is 30,000. So it kind of evens out a little bit. If you kind of figure the numbers out a little bit. So for instance, you spend more money in your gas so that, you know, you're working a full-time gig. So you can make less money, 30,000. Well, it's probably a little more than that, but for that 50 grand a year that you spend working in a full-time office, you're what, 45 hours a week away from your family. You spend $2,000 in gas a year, roughly. You can make less money if you work from home because you don't have those other expenses that are overhead. So for instance, less to deduct 50 grand from 2,400, that's 47,600, and then 45 hours a week. What is that time worth for you? Could you, if you got that back, what would be worth for you? You know, how much money is that costing you to be away from your family? And then of course, you work from home, you can have more than one job too, by the way. You're home, you just have two or three jobs, you know. So the money is up to you, really, what you want to do. So those are just some good things that worked for me anyway. I would say that if you want to look for, if you're looking for a job, like a telework, you just do work from work at home or telework or remote. Those are keywords to look for. And even like telework, try to maybe find a job that you travel 5 or 6 or 10 hours. Maybe you leave on a Sunday and you're traveling that, you know, 10 hours to a job, and then you come back. Gosh, that's just a lot though, right? So you're driving 10 hours. I know that sounds a lot, but you're driving, maybe you do it every 2 weeks. You know, you travel there once every 2 weeks, or maybe you do 5 hours. So that's doable. You say you leave on a Sunday, you're driving 5 hours, whatever job it is. You're there Sunday, you work, you come in early though, right? So you work, you might work 10 or 12 hours that day. So let's say you work 12 hours that day, or better, actually, let's change it up. So you travel 6 hours or 5 hours, and you come in the office 6 a.m. and you leave at 2 p.m. So what is that? You don't take a break. You don't take a lunch break. What is that? Six. Let's see. That's 2 p.m. So that's 6, 7, 8 hours. So you're leaving by 2. You get home, you know, of course, you're going to have a hotel stay. You're still pretty good that way. And then, so the rest of the time, you might work over hours. So for instance, you could work, you know, ask your boss if you can work 12 hours a day for the rest of the time. And that way, you don't have to come in as late. Maybe you can leave Monday. Maybe you can leave on that Monday. Maybe you can leave at 5 in the morning on Monday and get there by 11 a.m. or noon, right? And then you only have to, and then you work 2 or 3 hours, let's say, or 4 hours. You're there 4. And you leave at 4 and you come back. That's 9. You get home at 9 or 10 p.m. And because you've worked 12 hours a day, Tuesday through Friday, you can do that. So you save money in a hotel cost. That does get old after a while. I can guarantee that. I know from experience it gets old after a while. But it's doable. If the money's there, you know, if you don't like work, if you're not getting money where you're at, just you don't have to move, right? Just work out a deal with some company that where you can travel to their location and do the work, you know, and then the rest of the time work from home. But when you're there, if you're there at a job, you're there, say, 3 days a week, right? You're going to do less work. I can guarantee you that. Whereas if you're there 1 day a week, you're going to do everything that 1 day, you know? And if you're part of a team and you're not critically needed every time there, and it's most of the stuff you can do from home or working, you know, on a computer, why not just approach your company that way? You know, that most likely they'll say, yeah, okay, go for it. You know, let's do it. And there's also a good chance that they'll reimburse you money for you to travel, because they get reimbursed as a company, right? So, or you have your own company and you work a freelance or a consulting gig where your company you work for, you are a company, you work for another company. You're like a corporate to corp or 1099, right? And your cost is upkeep of your car. So then there's certain rules that apply when you do the mileage or whatever, mileage IQ. But you could probably just ask a tax person about that, see how that works. But yeah, it's very doable, whatever it is, whatever skill you have. For instance, let's say you live in, 7 hours to Vegas, I think, from San Diego. It's 2 hours to LA from San Diego. So if you live in San Diego and you work in LA, that's definitely doable, you know, rather than do the, because I think it's 2 hours. You're in traffic anyway. If you go into downtown LA, you know, an hour easy, right? So what's another hour from San Diego to LA? Done. And I think that's like double the money. For instance, also as well as Austin, from San Antonio to Austin, I think it's like 2 hours, hour and a half. That's crazy traffic though. 35 is just crazy traffic. Maybe from what's another example? Well, people in Virginia do it all day. They go to DC and to work, so they're making a bunch of money, and then they live in smaller, small cost, you know, lower cost of living. Minneapolis to Chicago, I think that's like 6 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. Gosh, Kansas City to say Oklahoma City, that's about 4 or 5 hours. Let's see, Oklahoma City to Dallas. How far? I think that's a couple. I don't think that's 4 or 5 hours right there as well. It's doable either way. So, yeah, I know there's some places where you can even travel to, you know, a couple hundred miles, you get on a flight. So you might leave on a Saturday or Sunday. Of course, you're going to have to really get paid for this, right? But you go somewhere for a week, you stay there a week, and then you're off, or you're working from home 3 days a week. Whatever you want to do, however you want to, you know, gear it towards your company, just play the numbers out and, you know, make it beneficial for your company as well as you. So it's a win-win situation, right? Yeah, awesome. Okay. I appreciate everybody listening to this podcast, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.